אקשן. אוקיי, רבותיי, ערב שבת שלום, פרשת דברים, שבת חזון, not a fun time for Am Yisrael. So, unfortunately, hopefully, בעזרת השם, you know, by the time תשעה באב rolls around, we won't be here anymore and we'll be celebrating it, but in case we're not, there are some very important halachot that I've observed in previous years now. You know, for 2 years now, the past 2 years, Tafshin Ayin Chet, we haven't had the laws of Suda Mafseket, because Tisha B'Av fell out. I mean, it was Nidchat Yom Rishon. But now, this year, you know, it's payback, because we have the longest Shavua Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av that can possibly be, because Tisha B'Av is on Thursday. Tisha B'Av can never fall out on Friday. So anyway, we have a very long Shavua Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av, and all of the laws that come along with that, and along with that, on Wednesday, which is Erev Tisha B'Av, we have the laws of Erev Tisha B'Av, more specifically about the Seuda HaMafseket. Now, Seuda HaMafseket is a little bit of a broad term, because it's used both for the last Seudot before Tisha B'Av, before the fast of Tisha B'Av, and as the last meal before the fast of Yom Kippur. So many people make a mistake and compare the two. But the truth is that they're really not comparable at all. There's a specialty now, again, before Tisha B'Av, the Seuda HaMafseket before Tisha B'Av, you can knock yourself out, you know, meat, chicken, whatever, all these things are completely mutar, you can eat whatever you want. Because Yom Kippur, you can eat whatever you want before the fast, because it's not a time of tragedy, it's a time of Teshuvah, Beseder. Obviously, a person has to be Besechen, you know, notwithstanding, the poskim say a person should eat dvarim kalim, things that are easily digested, not such hard things and things that are going to make you heavy and tired and, you know, make your stomach upset throughout the fast, obviously. But that's a different story altogether. Tisha B'Av, the laws are completely different. There is a Mishnah that dictates to us the laws of Seuda HaMafseket before Tisha B'Av, unlike Yom Kippur. So even though it's the same term, the same terminology of Seuda HaMafseket, make no mistake. There's Mishnah in Masechet Ta'anit, Daf Kavav Amud Bet. The Mishnah says as follows. Now, according to the letter of the law, we've already begun abstaining from meat and wine from yesterday already, the day after Ashkenazim from Rosh Chodesh, Sfaradim from the day after Rosh Chodesh Av. That really, according to the letter of the law, that Isur Basar Vayayin is only during Seuda HaMafseket. That's Din HaGemara. However, Minhag Yisrael Kedoshim is to begin abstaining from already Rosh Chodesh, Beseder. There's a separate Din altogether, unrelated to meat and wine and things of that nature, with regards to Seuda HaMafseket and how it should be eaten. Says the Mishnah, Erev Tisha B'Av, Lo Yochal Adam Shene Tavshilim, Lo Yochal Basar, Velo Yishte Yayin, which means that a person on Erev Tisha B'Av, with regards to the Seuda HaMafseket, the last meal. Now again, we're going to speak extensively about the criteria and some very common mistakes that people make by Seuda HaMafseket. But let's just go according to the poskim. The Ramban writes this in Torah Adam, and many other poskim bring it down as halacha. In order for any given meal to be considered Seuda HaMafseket on Erev Tisha B'Av, there are two basic criteria that have to be met. Number one, it has to be after Chatzot Hayom, after halachic midday. Number two, it has to be the last meal that a person plans on having before Tisha B'Av. And if any one of these two criteria are not met, it's not considered Seuda HaMafseket. Where is this going to kick in? You'll see soon. Oh, Alan's here. Baruch Haba. So he says, not that. The Shirazi Alan, not the Mashari Alan. Anyway, Bikitsun. Alan, you have a Mashari double, you know that. Anyway, Bikitsun, but he says like, we can't hear you. You have a Mashari stunt double. Anyway, so he says like this. Huh?
Kohen too?
No, he has to turn on his volume. Oh, my volume is off?
Is he Kohen too?
I'm not sure. Mashari Alan, is he Kohen? He's Israel, no.
Okay.
He actually looks like you. That's Rabbi Cohen's island. Anyway, Bekitzur, so he says like this. So, Bekitzur, Rabotai, listen very carefully. There's an isur to eat two tafshilim, whatever it is that halachically constitutes the seudah mafsek, you cannot eat two cooked foods. And the poskim say, it's not only with regards to, right, it's not like bisul akum, hey, what happens if you have a food that's ne'echal kmo chuchai? What happens if you have a food that's eaten perfectly well raw? All the poskim say, the Ramban brings it, the Ritva brings it, that if you take even a raw, even a fruit that's eaten raw, and then you cook it, your toast, that's considered a tafshil. You're not allowed to eat two tafshilim. Now, interestingly, on this Mishnah that says that you cannot have two cooked foods during Seudah Mafsekit of Erev Tisha B'Av, Rashi says something very interesting. Says Rashi HaKadosh, Shnei tafshilim, basar vedagim. O basar ubetzim she'alav, o dag ubetza she'alav. Now again, we don't eat meat during Seudah Mafsekit. We don't eat meat for the entire 9 days. What about fish? The minhag that the Shulchan Aruch brings down, and Maran Zichron Berachah brings it down as well, is that the minhag is not to have fish during the Seudah Mafsekit. Okay, that's the minhag. We eat simple foods. But let's say in those times they would baste an egg on top of a fish. Says Rashi, now you baste egg on top of a fish and you cook it like that. Says Rashi, Kedamar Perek Arbe Psachim, that's considered two tafshilim. The fish is one, the egg is the other, even though they're cooked together, just like we say in Psachim, right? He brings it ayah. The Gemara says, in the beginning of the second Perek of Betzah, Toda Rabba, Daf Tedvav Amubed, the Mishnah brings down, Amachloket Betshamah Betilel, with regards to Eruvet Tavshilin. How many Tavshilin do you need in order to make Eruvet Tavshilin to allow cooking from Yom Tov that is followed by Shabbat? Bet Shammai says, two. Bet Hillel says, one. Obviously, halacha ke, Bet Hillel, all you need is one tafshil. Says the Mishnah, v'shavin. They both agree, Bet Shammai and Bet Hillel agree that what? Shedagu v'tza she'alav, kishne tafshilin. That what? That a fish that's basted with an egg, even according to Bet Shammai, who requires two, that's two. Says Rashi, ah, raya, that what? That to eat fish that's basted with egg by Seudah Mafsekit of Eid Shabbat, Zasur, it's two tafshilim. So, that's Shitat Rashi. We're going to see soon, several Rishonim agree with Rashi, but the Ramban comes in his Sefer, the Ramban has a Sefer on these dinim of Avelut, the broad spectrum of Avelut, with regards to personal Avelut, with regards to Avelut of the Qurban, it's called Torat Adam. It's heavily quoted by the Tur and the other poskim, the Bet Yosef, Shulchan Aruch. Anyway, so the Ramban over here brings down Rashi, and he says, no, it's not true. Why? He says, the raya that Rashi brought from Eruvet Tavshilin ze lo nachon. Why? Because over there, really, by Eruvet Tavshilin, according to Torah law, are you allowed to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbat? According to Torah law, mutar. What's the isur? It's an isur midrabanan. What? Nir'a kemechin. Right, he's preparing from Yom Tov to Shabbat, on Yom Tov to Shabbat. So and guess what? Eruvet Tavshilin, as is a ha'arama of sorts. Right? The Gemara yesterday, in Masechet Shabbat, Daf Kuf Lamed Tayta Mudbet. What did the Gemara say yesterday? Ha'arama b'derabbanan mutar. That it's mutar, that's the makor of, there are, you know, halachic loopholes. There's no other way to, or a halachic form of deceit. You're trying to beat the system with regards to the Rabbanan, by Yisrael Rabbanan Zemutar. What do you think Eruvet Tavshilin is? Eruvet Tavshilin is a kind of halachic loophole. So over there says the Ramban, there's a special kula that the Chachamim instituted to allow Dagu Vetza She'alav to constitute two Tavshilin according to Bet Shammai. But by Avilut, by Seudah Mafsekit, we're not going to say it Le'achmir. No. And therefore the Ramban says, and many, many poskim quote the Ramban as halacha, the Rav HaMagid, he's a Rav HaMagid, HaMagid Mishneh. The foremost commentary on the Ramban, one of the only commentaries on the Ramban that's from Rishonim. Rabbeinu Vidal de Toulouse, who the Ari HaKadosh said, was a, who was he reincarnated into? Reb Chaim Vital. Reb Chaim Vital, Reb Chaim Vital once asked his Rebbe, the Ari HaKadosh, he says, Rebbe, who am I Gilgulam? So he says, Ata Vital ze Vidal, Rabbeinu Vidal de Toulouse, Magid Mishneh. Says, what was the reason? Why is he Megulgan in me? He says, Hu asa hu ra'a lo nechona b'ilchot nidah. He gave a certain mistaken psak in ilchot nidah, and therefore he had to come back as you. Anyway, Bekitzur, life would be so much easier if you knew who are your Gilgul of and why you're here and what you have to fix. Anyway, Bekitzur, Lom Shaneh. So, Bekitzur, so the Magid Mishneh quotes in Hilchot Ta'aniyot, he quotes this Ramban lehalacha. He says that's Shitat Ramban, the two tafshilin, betafshil echad, bekedira achat. Anytime you have two foods in one pot, lehalacha zemutar. Many posts can bring the Magid Mishneh, Dira'a, Beritba Talmido, the Orchot Chaim, Rabbi Aharon HaKohen Milonil, many poskim say that. He says like this. The Orchot Chaim actually is Menamik. Orchot Chaim, Rabbi Aharon HaKohen Milonil. Maran Achida in Shem HaGdolim says that the Orchot Chaim Milonil was also purported to have written what? Yefeh, which is, has the Kolbo has a striking resemblance to the Orchot Chaim Milonil. And there's different shitot about it. He doesn't say it's ironclad, but it's quite possible that the Orchot Chaim himself wrote the Kolbo in a anonymous fashion as a kitzur of the Orchot Chaim. So over there he writes, and Orchot Chaim says like this, yep. Lo asru shne tavshilin, ela kshe'ochlam derech hashivut v'ta'anut v'simcha. You ever ask, why the Chachamim say you can't have two tavshilin? What's this halacha all about? Why can't you have two cooked foods during Sudan of Seket? What's the reason for that? Why? Yeah? What's the reason? Two tavshilin shows what? In general, when you go out, you know, especially nowadays, Baruch Hashem, with the food pyramid and stuff, when you have a plate, right, you have an appetizer, and then what? You have a first course and a soup, and then what's the main course? A main course usually comes, there's a protein, and there's a carb, not salads, but there's a protein, and a carb, and a vegetable, right? And what? The fact that you have many tafshilin, that makes it a meal that's chashuv. Who eats, you know, on a plate, you have one piece of food? Aniyim eat like that. Said the Chachamim, by Seuda Mafseket, how are you supposed to eat? Kmo ani. The Mishnah over there says, Rabbi Yehuda bar Ilai. How did he used to eat Seudah Mafseket? The Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda bar Ilai would sit ben tanur lekirayim. He would sit in like the darkest, dankest part of the house and sit on the floor and eat one tafshil. He would eat his Seudah Mafseket of one cooked food and a little bit of water between there. V'domelo kemi shemetom mutal lefanav. And he would eat the, you know, he would eat the Seudah Mafseket. You know, he looked like he had a dead relative in front of him, which means that he would eat it with, you know, anxiety and being upset. That's the real way it's supposed to be. The antithesis of this is shenit avshilin. The antithesis of that anxiety and sadness over the churban is the tut avshilin, because it shows the derech chashivut. Says the Orchot Chaim, so that's the reason. Aval im achalan betavshil echad kegon gvina ubetzim or dagim ubetzim let lanba. If you ate it in a way that's not bederech shel kavod, which means you mix everything in the same pot, you put a few things, you put fish and cheese for those of you who eat it, aval, or you put, you know, eggs and cheese or whatever it is in the same pot in the same pan, it's derech shel kavod. It's a, you know, it's a mixture. It's a shakshuka. So over there. Memela, there's no isur badavar, and that's, you know, pshat yafeh me'od. Now, nevertheless, the Rosh does say it's subject to machloket. The Rosh writes in his psakim, Piskei Rosh, which is later codified in the Kitzur Piskei Rosh. Who wrote Kitzur Piskei Rosh? Tur. Yeah, what's another name for the Kitzur Piskei Rosh? Another name for the Sefer. Bet Yosef brings it down like that all the time. Remazim. Anyway, Bekitzur, so he says, love when you guys do that. He says like this, yeah? Katar, Betzalfat, makilim latet kama minim bekdera achat, shekivan shemvashlim otem biachad, amre tavshil achatu, uvashkinaz machmirim. He says it's, so, whether or not you can have a bunch of things cooked in the same pot for Seudah Mafseket is subject to differences of minagim between France and Germany. He says in France they did it, Germany they didn't. Rashi was born in Germany, but then went to learn Torah in France. Anyway, Bekitzur, I want to read to you a psak from the Shibulei Aleket. Mize Shibulei Aleket? Mize? Rabbeinu Binyamin ben Tzidkiyahu Harofe mimishpachat Anavim. Where is he from? They're still there. They're still in Mishpachat Anavim, all the way back dating to the Shibulei Aleket. He was from Rome. He's from Rome. Yeah? So he says, not grapes, Anawim. Okay? Humble ones. Why would they be named grapes? It sounds like a Persian last name. Right? Yeah? Anyway, Bekitzur. Huh? No. You don't do Anavimian. Once it already has an, if it's plural, it's already Persian. That's the way it works. You don't have to eon it also. Let's speak. Anyway, so he says like this, yeah? So, right, Joe? Speak. Is there a reason why they, why did they pluralize
them?
Okay. Okay.
It's a respect, Rabbi. It's a respect.
To make it
plural. It's a respect. Like you, when you say it, you know, in English, we have you. But if I want to, you know, give somebody a respect, I don't say you, I say Shoma. Shoma means like, you know, double, it's like a lot of people.
Like Lachim, yeah, I got it. Oh,
right.
That's a good shot. Oh, it's not, so that's why you wouldn't say Beshin, you would say Beshenin.
Look, fan Beshin, got it.
Anyway, Bekitzur, I have to. Anyway, so he says like this, yeah? You have to be very careful because I'm a double agent. Anyway, I can, so, Bekitzur, Rabbi Mordechai Zayato, Chazak Me'od. Okay, so he says like this. No, be'emet, they told me, Beshin, zelo dibur shel kavod. You want to say dibur shel kavod? Also in Lashon HaKodesh, it's not really, it's kind of, it's third person. Instead of saying, like when you speak to a Rebbe, instead of saying ata, you say atem, or harav, or whatever it is. That's bederech shel kavod. So I understand that. What was that, Joma?
Shoma.
Okay, tov.
Yeah, so Shoma. Shoma.
Shoma ze atem harav. Shoma.
I got it. Okay, so. So he says like this. Bekitzur, Mashiach's coming. You got to learn to communicate. So he says like this, yeah? So, Mashiach ben David. I told you. Who do you think Mashiach... Joe, what does Mashiach ben David sound like? Okay, so he says like this. So, Mikol Makom, the Shibole Aleket, he brings down the following halacha from Rabbeinu Avigdor Kohen Tzedek. So, says like this. Afilu levivot o macaroni. Now guess what? Why is he speaking about macaroni? Because he's Italian. He's from Rome. That's where it came from. So he's speaking about what? Levivot is what? Levivot is like latkes. Like, you know, potato latkes or, you know, like a kuku sabzi kind of thing. He says, macaroni mevushanim im gvina nikraim shne tavshinim. Even when you cook it, when you cook the pasta or when you cook the levivot, when you cook the latkes with cheese, he says that's considered two tavshinim. And the Shibole Aleket, after quoting Rabbeinu Avigdor, he says what? Umistabra kavate shekol shne dvarim mevushanim afilu batzalu gvina o batzalu betza kruim shne tavshinim. Which means, who's he going like? Shibole Aleket very much resembles who? Rashi. Now. Salt is a spice. It's not a food. Oh, hold on. Now, time out. I want to read you a Tosfos. Yeah? The Tosfot and the Flamed, the Gemara revisits. That's, we read on Kavav and Mubet, we learned the Mishnah. Now, the Gemara revisits the Sugiyah and the Flamed and Mudalev and says Tosfot something very interesting. Zok Tosfos. Perush shne tavshilin rotzen omar bishde kederot kegon shekorin ha'olam achalnu shne minim shekorin maishun. He says, shne tavshilin means what, says Tosfot? Two different foods in two different pots. Ah, aval, en le'esor le'echol tavshil sha'osim mi'betzalim u'mi'gbina u'mi'betzim. There's no reason to aser, there's no reason to prohibit a food in the same pot. They have, you know, cheese and eggs and onions, like a cheese omelet. Yeah, cheese omelet for, what's his name, for Sudam of Seket, Zok Tosfos, zemutal la'asor. Ah, he says, even though people in general in those times, we just had a whole sugya about it yesterday, that people do not eat raw onions. I guess that was minhag back then, which means what? The onion should be considered the on tafshil. So why is it mutar? Says Tosfos. Afal pichen me'achar she'en osim me'en tafshil be'atzmo, im lo yasimu o shuman o shum davar shenoten ba'em ta'am, אינו קראו תבשיל, כדי לעצור הבטוח בסמין מהם. אני, what? He says, something, hold on. I just have to unmute. Okay, anyway, בקיצור. So he says, uh-oh. Ryan, it disappeared. Ryan, oh no, sorry, Nathan.
Yeah.
Where to go? I just... pushed mute and it disappeared. Hold on. Oh, we're good?
Yeah.
Okay, we're still here. Anyway, Bekitzur, So says Tosfot, since he says another svara, by onions, what happens if you just, did you ever try to just, not fried onions, whatever, try cooking onions in a pot without putting anything else in? Says, no, not burn, but says Tosfot, tastes like death. In order to give the onion some flavor, you got to put some, you have to put some spices or fat or cheese or whatever to give it flavor. And therefore, says Tosfot, since the onions need that, it's considered tavshilecha. Yesh bezeh machloket gdola ben haposkim. So you see, Tosfot is also on the opposing side. Let's see what Maran HaShulchan Aruch rules, and then we'll take it from there. Now, lechaora. Now listen to Tosfot. Listen to Maran. Sinan Tavkuf Nun Bet. Maran HaShulchan Aruch says as follows: Saif Gimel. Afilu bishel min echad b'shtei kederot mikre shnei tavshilim. Which means, like we just saw from Tosfot, if you cooked the same food in two different pots, obviously it's not exactly the same. You cook the same food two different ways in two different pots. What's that? Shnei tavshilim. Done. V'chein yesh le'achmir v'lizaher mishnei minim bikdera achat ela im ken hu davar shedarko bekach kol hashana kegon afumim shenotnim alem betzalim uvetzim v'tavshil hana'asa midavar shenayachal kmot shuchai mikre tavshil la'inyan zeh. Maran says, let's leave out the last thing for a second. He says at the end of the day, even if it's something that's able to be eaten raw, if you cook it, it's no good. But he says, Maran said something very interesting. He kind of straddles the line between the two shitot. He says what? Yeah, if you have a bunch of things cooked in the same pot, it's going to be considered two tefshilim, unless what? Unless throughout the year, it's the derech to cook it like this. Which means, for instance, the Rama gives an example. You know what Majidra is? Majedra. It's rice with lentils.
Yeah, but Polo Hadas. We have it also. We call it Polo Hadas.
Polo Hadas. Okay. Now, oh, now we're talking. Okay, Beseder. So, Beseder. Oh, no. Majedra is Bishvilam. No. Yeah, okay, Beseder. So, Rabotai. Polo Hadas. Two Tavshilim or one. Says Maran, since it's cooked like that throughout the year, Zemutar, says Maran, comes, huh? It's got to be a common food. You can't experiment. You can't be like, hey, wait a second. Oh, here's rice. Let's experiment on Erev Tisha B'Av and chuck stuff in there that's not usually there. No, it has to be a common food that you eat throughout the year, and therefore it wouldn't be Nikar that it's considered Shnei Tavshilim. Yeah. Yeah, roast is pasul for Sudam of Seket anyway, because it's meat. So that's already out. But in general, Maran is saying that if it's, and by the way, the Mishnah Berurah says that also, he says it has to be something usual for during the year. Comes the Mishnah Berurah in Biur Halacha, and is Medayat for Maran, says the Mishnah Berurah, what's this Lashon? V'chein yesh le'achmir v'lizaher mishnei minim ikderachat, ela im ken hu davar shedarko bekach kol hashana. What's that Lashon? Says the Biur Halacha, milashon zemashma, דכל שני מינים קשו בקדרה אחת, מדינה מותר, ורק דנכון להחמיר כדעת האוסרים. והגנת תופס בביורות, וזה אסור מדינה. According to Maran, you could already tell from the language, who is Maran סומך און להלכה? רמבן, יוד באמת, מעיקר הדין, even if it's unusual to do it the rest of the year. כל שהוא בקדרה אחת, דעת מרן מה? להתיר. And that makes perfect sense, you know why? Because רוב ככל הפוסקים are נגד דעת רשי, and the Shibulei Aleket, and the other poskim. Most, the vast majority of the poskim, hold like the Ramban, then it's mutar. Why did Maran throw in that, you know, stipulation that it's got to be something that... to be machmir, kedat shara poskim. Okay, now, but it's a chumra be'an. Now, I want to read to you something. Now, based on this, what would be the halacha? I want to throw in another thing. The Zivche Tzedek and the Ben Ish Chai say, what would be the halacha, according to this, what would be the din by, let's say, when you have mac and cheese? For Sudan of Sekit. Huh? Okay. Okay. What about according to the Shitot Ha'osrim? According to, what would Rashi and Shibboleth HaLeket say about mac and cheese? Asur. Yeah? Says the Zivche Tzedek and the Ben Ish Chai, not so pasha. Why? The Ben Ish Chai considers, he says, Gvina, cheese is not considered a tafshil. He considers cheese like raw fruit by the Sudam of Seket. Are you allowed to have a chaser? Are you allowed to have a dessert? Can you have some fruit for dessert of Suda Mafsekat Zimutar? If it's cooked, it's a different story. But you're allowed to have a dessert, you're allowed to have raw fruit. Says the Ben Yishchai, cheese is like fruit. Why? Because it doesn't really need the cooking. Also, the Poskim said the same thing by milk. Milk is pasteurized. Can you drink milk at Suda Mafsekat? Is it different tafshit because it's cooked? Even so, people eat baked apples also and baked potatoes or whatever. It's still cooked. Says the Poskim bring down that pasteurization is not considered cooking. Why? Because all that's done just to remove bacteria. It's not done as a method of cooking. The same thing with cheese, even though you have to cook it because that's how you make cheese, but it's not necessarily cooking it for the chashivut, and therefore, over there, that's considered tafshil echad. Now, well, what, milk?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it is, but davarla, you mean in cheese or whatever, or... If it's warm, if it's not nitztanin legamre, even for Ashkenazim, you can't put it on if it's nitztanin legamre. Yeah, that's what I'm not. Yeah, pasteurization for that does make cook. Yeah,
why do you say it's not disregard, let's say, for example, after wash your hands
or something that's.
Yeah.
But then we say, but over here, you have to zimbatar ta'ama. What's the time over here? Like the Orchot Chaim said, what's the time of Shnei Tafshilin? The Derech Shel Chashivut. Now, I want to read to you a lot of people. This was the Hakdama. Now, the next part is a mistake that, you know, I've seen it happen in many, many households, and it's really already told off. People have this thing, you know, the Midrash brings down, okay, that when Avraham Avinu passed away, it's actually Gemara also in Bava Batra Dav Tetzayin. It's a Midrash in Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer. Why did Yaakov make adashim? Why did he make lentils, lentil soup, whatever? So the Gemara says, and Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer says, that is ma'achal avelim. It is a food for mourners, because that was the day who passed away on that day. Avraham Avinu passed away on that day, and for his avelut, Yaakov made. Now, the Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer adds in that they also ate adashim on the day that Cain passed away. On the day that Hevel, the Cain killed Hevel, Adam Rishon also ate adashim because it's ma'achal avelim. Why? Lomar keshem she adashim en laim pe, kacha avel en laim pe. Right? There's no mouth. There's no. It's just one full circle. Just like lentils don't have any opening or a mouth, so to the avel is not really supposed to be talking. He's supposed to lekabel alav tadin kmo shneimar vayidom haron. Also, the midrash brings down what else is ma'achal avelim? Eggs. Why? Betza megulgelet. It's round. To show that this is derech haolam dor holech ve'dor ba. Besed. Based on this, Maran Shulchan Aruch in the same siman tavkuf nun bet saif he says Maran, listen to this, and people just completely take the Shulchan Aruch out of context. He says nohagim le'echol adashim in betzim mevushalim betocham shehem ma'achal avelim. Some people eat some sort of a food of lentils with eggs mixed into it because it's ma'achal avelim by seuda mafseket. Comes the Mishabura and says on the spot, and the Chazon of Adiyah also understands it that way, and he says that's only when do we allow you to eat such a food and it's not a problem of Shnei Minim, the Shulchan Aruch just said before, as long as it's normally made that way. In places where they have, you know, lentils with eggs inside, I'm not sure how exactly that would look, but then it would be mutar on by Suda Mafseket as well. But if it's not something usual, then what is it? That's Shnei Tavshilin. Now, the Pri Chadash comes and calls a timeout on the Shulchan Aruch, okay? Which he does many times. Yeah? Who is the Pri Chadash? Rabbeinu Shelanu. So he says, yeah. Where was he from? Yeah, Basuf. Yeah, Av Bedin Yerushalayim. Yeah? He was from Italy in the beginning, but then he moved to Yerushalayim and he was Migdolei Poskim. Yeah? Who's a famous Bar Plukta of the Pri Chadash? Rito? Yifeh? Tov me'od. Now says the Pritor, I'm going to read to his Lashon, because you'll hear the words, and he'll be like, yeah, I've seen that happen. And then he's like, but it's wrong. Listen very carefully. Says the Pri Chadash, on the Shulchan Aruch, im betzim mevushanim perush, davka bimkom shenoagim kach leochlam bishar yemot ha-shana, ורבים מהתלמידים הבינו שמאכל אבלים אין באיסור משום שני תבשילין, ולכן נהגו לאכול מאכל עדשים, ואחר כך ביצים קשים, ונשתרבב המנהג אף לקצת יודעים, what do people do? Many times they have a full-blown suuda, whatever suuda they're having for suuda mafsikit, and then afterwards, oh, ma'achal abinim, they sit down and have the egg on the floor, and that's the, and he says, many people don't know and do that, and even sometimes the chachamim started doing that. וכנראה שטעו בדברי ההגה שכתב יש נוהגים לאכול ביצים קשים, והם הבינו שרוצה לומר שמלבד מאכל עדשים אוכלים גם כן ביצים קשים, והם טועים בדבר משנה. That's the biggest kind of mistake you can make in halakha, is טועה בדבר משנה, says the פרי חדש. Why? והמתניתין סתם הקטני, ולא יאכל בית תבשילים, וכוונת הגה שבמקום עדשים יש נוהגים לאכול ביצים קשים בדוק. Which means, he says, even though the Shulchan Aruch and the Rama over here write betzim va'adashim, vav in Lashon HaKodesh can either be and, what else can vav be? Or. It means either or. The Mishnah didn't give any caveat to allow. He says, you can't have two tafshilin unless it's ma'achal avelim. Alo, alo. Even if it's ma'achal avelim, you're still limited to one tafshil. And he continues. He's not done. He says, v'yesh no'agim le'echol ha'adashim, ul'varech birkat ha'mazon, v'chozrim v'ochlim betzim kashim. He says some people, they eat their meal, they have their, you know, pasta or their, whatever, their lentils, whatever it is. They make birkat hamazon, and then they go sit down on the floor and they eat their egg. Says the Pri Chadash, ready? V'gam ze, v'gam inag ze eno nachon. Chada mishum bracha shena tzricha, uchmo shkitavri betosvot masechet Shabbat, on davkuf yudchet. The Gemara says over there, there were people, Tosvot brings down, that people wanted to kind of beat the system. You know, they're too... they don't have three seudot for Shabbat, right? Therefore, there's machloket, you know, between the Chachamim and Rabbi Chitka, how many meals you have to have on Shabbat? Thank God we hold like the Chachamim, right? How many meals? Three. So what did they used to do? Shabbat morning, what did they do? They split it up, especially in the winter. They started eating, smack in the middle of the meal, birkat hamazon. Then they went to wash again, and then they started eating again, finished the meal again, birkat hamazon. Oh, seudah shlishit, says Tosfot, two problems with this minhag. Number one, I'll start with the number two. Number two, Seuda Shlishit, you can only be yotze when Zman HaMincha comes. It's not the afternoon yet. It's not Zman HaMincha, so you're not yotze anyway. Second of all, forget about Seuda Shlishit problems. You have a problem of Bracha Sheina Tzricha. You're in the middle of a Seuda. What are you doing? Birkat HaMazon, then sitting down. Is it a game? What is it? Kutzcho? Says Tosfot, no good. Says the Pri Chadash, same thing. What are you doing? You're in the middle of the same meal. What? You just did Birkat HaMazon and now you're going to make another She'akol? You wanted to eat this before? You knew you wanted to eat this. So it's Beracha Shena Tzricha. Number one. Number two, he says, Ve'od shenimtzet nifka'at takanat chachamim shelo yochal adam bet tavshilin. How in the world is the establishment, is the edict of the chachamim not to eat two tefshilim by Seudah Mafsekit ever going to stand? What's everybody going to do? Yeah, I'm not going to eat two tefshilim. I'll do Birkat HaMazon, and then I'll eat whatever else I want. And then you know what? I can have five tefshilim. What? Eat one, bracha achronah, eat the other one, bracha achronah, and then I ate five tefshilim, but hakol be'emet tefshil echad. Says the Pri Chadash, the ta'ut. Many poskim bring down the Pri Chadash as halacha. Shulchan Gavoah, who is Shulchan Gavoah? Rabbi Yosef Molcho. It's from Saloniki. He also brings down the Shulchan Gavoah. He brings down the Pri Chadash. He says, don't make a mistake, even though all people think ma'achal avedim, and people do this all the time. They sit down on the table, they eat whatever it is that they eat, and then either they make Birkat HaMazon before or after, they sit down on the floor and they eat their egg. It's a ta'ut chamura. You're mafkiya takanat chachamim. Takanat chachamim is that there's an isur to eat two tavshilim. So how do you... give you an etzah tova, which Maran Tzichon Baruch Hai Michael, Mat Omen, we can't hear you.
I would say you can't have it back to back, but let's say you have it an hour before, then you're going, you're putting on, you know, you're changing your shoes before you want to go to Bet Knesset or praying outdoors, whatever it is that you're doing these days. You sit down on the floor, you have your egg and kabas.
יפה מאוד. כבודו כיוון לדעת גדולים. הרב מזבח אדמה, וראשון לציון approximately 400 years ago, הגאון רבי משה מזרחי, זכר צדיק וקדוש לברכה, בעל מזבח אדמה, actually brings that, מנן זכר לך, brings in חזון הבדיה, and he says, when does the Pri Chadash scream about this minhag, when you're doing it back to back, right after Birkat HaMazon. But the minhag has become, and הגאון רבי דוד יוסף also brings down this idea in תורת המועדים, חלק תשעה באב בן ימי בין המצרים, he brings down that therefore the minhag has become in order to avoid these things. Now again, sometimes a person is not full, and you want to eat, your fill before Tisha B'Av. So what's the best thing to do? Remember what we said before, according to the Torah Tanadam and the other poskim, that the criteria for Sudam Afseket is it's got to be after Chatzot, plus the last meal you have, you plan on having. So what do people do? If you make a Hifsik, let's say you eat a meal before, you can eat as many Tafshirim as you want. And then what do? You pray Mincha afterwards. You go Dab Mincha, do some sort of Hifsik, go somewhere, walk around, whatever it is. Let yourself become a little hungry again, which means that you're still planning to eat afterwards. As long as you're still planning to eat, and not just stuff yourself, but planning to eat because you want to eat afterwards, none of the dinim of Sudam of Seket kick in to what you ate before. So which means, let's say you have a mincha, 6:30, whatever it is, you eat, you know, whatever it is that you want to eat before. You go to mincha, by the time you go, you come, whatever, when you come back, you're already hungry again. You do netilat yadayim, you sit on the floor, you have your bread, you have your egg, chalas, that's sudam mafsiket, kin chata. As long as you're mafsik after the birkat amazon, and you're, right, even though it's ha'araman, you can't, it's only the rabbanan anyway, nevertheless, you should allow yourself to become a little bit hungry, and based on the mizbach adama, as quoted by the Chazon Avadi and Torah Tamadim, it will be mutar to do it like that. Okay, let's stop and take some questions. Yes, Dr. Ma tell me. It's good to see you in the flesh, Baruch Hashem. It doesn't have to be with bread, it's preferable to be with bread. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Not really. I'll tell you, because just like we said, you don't need bread. The Chachamim said, oh, you know what? Here's another way to circumvent the Takanat Chachamim. I can do Seudah Mafseket without bread, and I'll have 50 Tavshinim. It doesn't work that way. No. Seudah Mafseket is the last meal that you're having, whether it's with bread or without. Over here, when you're being Mafsik, and you're allowing yourself to legitimately become, you know that you're about to fast the next, you know, 25 hours. So legitimately, you're going to want to fill up, so you're going to get hungry again. That's the way the Mizbach Adama says to do it. Nathan, what's on? Meaning what? After Birkat Amazon? The point is, Birkat Amazon, yes, with regards to Brachot, Birkat Amazon severs the Brachot that were before. But if you're only eating it as a dessert, okay? And by the way, Maran Achida writes, there are certain poskim that say that Sudam Afseket doesn't apply, the laws of Sudam Afseket don't apply to Tafshirim that are eaten as like a dessert. So the eggs eaten as a dessert, so it's okay. Maran Achida, Machzik Beracha, Salam Tafkufim, Bet says wrong, whether it's, you know, Chayim or Mebushalim. During the Sudah or after the Sudah, it doesn't matter, even if it's eaten as a dessert. Let's say you want to eat a cooked apple as a dessert, or a baked apple, whatever it is, asur. So therefore, over there, you would be shirking takanat chachamim, because the fact that you made birkat amazon only severs the brachot. It doesn't sever the suuda. You have what I'm saying? It's still the same suuda. The fact that you have to make new brachot is a din of brachot. It's not a din in the suuda. Yeah. Ma
tomen. The last question you have in the suuda on second, to limit how much you want to have?
No. As long as it's the same thing, you can have as much as you want. Mutan, raw, yes, mutan. And also, Maran Zalman Rav brings down a machloket. Are you allowed to have a salad? Because salads many times are salted with vinegar and brine, whatever. So how do you look at salting? Maran Zalman Rav brings that you're allowed to have a salad with your Seudah Mafseket also. And Well, kavush could be kimushal, but he brings down the terim and he says, or let's say pickles. Let's say, can you have pickles? Pickles are kavush. They are, they're pickled, right? They're steeped. So do we say, can you have pickles with your egg or whatever? So he says it's mutar. By the way, pickle is not the best idea. Salt, get a lot of salt before the fast. It dehydrates the body, so that's not such a good thing. Remember to hydrate yourself at least 48 hours before the fast. Maran Zecher Mechai used to say, "Velo kotam anashim." Yeah, he used to say people right before the fast they chug down like a whole bottle of water. He says, "Zakol shtuyon ze, ze kibol o kach polto." It doesn't work. You have to, you know, progress, yeah, slowly but surely. During the course of 24 to 48 hours before the fast, keep drinking, especially, they said there's going to be a heat wave, women are Jewish, huh? Pregnant women and nursing women. So last year, they had passes the past few years, but this year, it's Siman, Taf, Kuf, Nun, Dalit, Saif, Hey, they say that pregnant and nursing women are hayav to fast, just like everybody else, barring obviously any, you know, complications, illness, not feeling well, v'chule, that's a totally different thing. But they are mechuyav at least to start and try to fast, just like anybody else. That's the difference between Tisha B'Av and all other public fast days. Not only 7 days they are, so it's machloket aposkim, la'alachah ma'aseh. During the first 7 days since delivery, they are not allowed to fast. And for 30 days after the delivery, they are patur from the fast. After 30 days, shalom. Yeah.
2 years or something?
No, that's meneket for other public fast. Yeah. That's not a thing by Tisha B'Av. Yeah, matoma. Yes.
The same thing, kind of bread.
No. I thought you meant like a baked potato.
A bit like a pastry.
Mukta.
I can have cake also at that.
You can have bread, cake, cookies, you know, pastries are fine. There's no limit to pastries because that's afiyah, not bishul. If you bake a chicken, so that's, you know what I'm saying? That's a form of cooking.
Like, yeah. And many things that are baked, like bread ones that are baked and baked.
Yeah. Last question.
It's 7 days or 3 days, a woman that gave birth.
So it's a machloket rishonim. Maran Shulchan Aruch holds that the first 7 days after birth, she is not allowed to fast. Uh-huh. And the first 30 days after birth, she is patur minatanit. And that's what we hold, alachana ma'aseh. Now, okay, Rabotai, we are going to stop this recording for a moment and then begin something on the parsha.
Thank you.